Yeah, it is.
Seems believable. Well, that dawn, the organization that was born, that is, is now international. And a friend of mine, 110 years, was the head of that organization. He's also a friend of mine. Let me present to you one of San Francisco's clients, Margot St. James.
Here we are.
We love you.
done more than he could have done to make us good, and more than he thinks could have done to make us happy. You've done without judgment, without words, without crime. You've done it by being yourself. And after that is what being a friend means.
Years of doing this, and we walk Absolutely.
must come together, and we want to come together. But don't blame the activists for the fair. And when, even if you are rich and you want to defend your daughter, you recognize that something's wrong in America like Mr. Hurst did, you can find no sympathy. And no one should be blamed for acts of terror which we do not condone. No one should be blamed for acts of terror as long as agencies of the government on network have admitted, it has been admitted that they have peaceful assemblies, they've interrupted it by president. Houses on fire, risk lives, they threaten lives, they send big letters, they encourage people to commit suicide, and before so we'll find that they've been involved in murder. So until the agencies of government that are supposed to pave the way stop their terror, you can expect to find terror continually by those who do not have it. They got to change the real world. They got everything that's people. The one to keep as a part of this library, the timeless thing to be found in the world. Let me indicate to all of you who've been fortunate enough to get pieces of here. Your people. Because let me tell you, downstairs is packed. Out on the streets is packed. And there is no movement at all. There's got to be a movement.
Out of state, they glide, they dance, and celebrate.
San Francisco Glad Dance. I recall those moments because after the celebration, Glad told Cecil it was time to go back to Kansas City. Cecil said, no, I might just stay. They said, well, if you're going to have any more celebration, Cecil, then make sure that they don't smoke any more meat in the church. Dr. Martin Luther King once said, again, from the mountaintop, I say today that Cecil is on that same mountaintop. And on that mountaintop, Cecil, do not have to be afraid, because the entire San Francisco community and the Glad community is with you all the way. So we have come here today to help you to make a joyful noise and to say to you, Cecil, and your family, we love you. May God bless you and keep the faith. Thank you.
To their environment, that I've ever seen one that was ignored. That was that government cannot exist unless people know how we love one another. It is just that simple. The religion of joy, which I have learned to see through the example of not only Cecil but his congregation, the desire of public officials to give away the public coffers, but that kind of a poor one at all, but an elimination of the obstacles that give them the ability to determine for themselves what is best for themselves. Overlooked by us was my attention by Cecil Williams, and for that I am forever grateful. He has done the impossible. In addition to that, he gets nice words from the establishment media. I've never been able to do that myself. Neither has the liberal. So maybe it is true. So maybe it is true. As Reverend Jones said, that when the rich understand that they are to be treated as the poor as well, when the kind of calamity that the poor have endured all their lives befalls them, then we will have a coming together of all people, regardless of their economics. That when we learn a sharing of all of the material benefits of this country, that when we learn a sharing of all the intangible benefits of this country, the nation of love for everyone, then and only then will this country be a safe place in which all people can live. That the Empire of Art, what I think he sees for you personally, or whom I had a resolution from the Senate, but Cecil, I can't give it to you. And I think why I can't give it to you. Because so many unworthy people have received similar resolutions over the years as a simple, cheap political tactic.
That would be the people deserve. surrounded the prophets of Israel as they spoke for justice. That could be the people who listened to the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus talked about that time ago. Now that man didn't have the foggiest notion of what life is all about. But now my God, for the faces of the people who look out from that mural and look here today. And it's really good to be here. The United Methodist minister, a colleague of yours, you and I have stimulated the church to be more about the business of justice than we've ever known before. That's not always been easy on us or on you, but we're grateful for that and we appreciate you. Let me read this to your letter. Dear Cecil, though I'm away from this city and cannot be present at this celebration of your honor, I want to send greetings. You have opened the life of the church to people in this community who have considered its doors closed to them in the past. You have taken risks that others have feared to venture. For your courage, dedication, and vision, I commend you. Despite upset and controversy, we will not forget the dignity, hope, and poor life. Five United Methodist Churches bringing people in this community. Your ministry is, of course, central to live business. Now, Bishop Long, you and I have disagreed on some issues today, and will probably disagree on other matters in the future. I appreciate the fact that we can express to one another openly and forcefully our respective opinions and convictions. I believe that we share the same basic may the power of the gospel very real, very concrete ways of all God's people. I join in meeting you on this well-deserved occasion of celebration. I know that you in turn rejoice in this event as a time of rededication for all of us. Yours is sincere.
What happened?